Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. At least four gunmen attacked a hotel in Kabul late Saturday, and reports say two of the gunmen were killed. At least six others were wounded. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for that attack. Kabul's Intercontinental Hotel was also the target of a suicide assault in 2011 that killed at least 20 people. The Taliban took responsibility for that attack. Turkish warplanes have launched airstrikes against a U.S.-backed Kurdish militia in the Syrian enclave of Afrin. Turkey says the offense, which was expected, struck more than 100 targets, including the city of Afrin itself. The city has several thousand residents. Airstrikes aimed at positions occupied by the YPG Kurdish militia, Ankara accusing the militia of ties to the Kurdish insurgency inside of Turkey. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has arrived in Amman, Jordan, where he's expected to hold talks with the king. Earlier in the day, he was in Egypt.
We stand shoulder to shoulder with you in Egypt in the fight against terrorism.
The vice president met with President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi to discuss terrorism and security issues. Blaming each other for political deadlock, Republican and Democratic lawmakers here in Washington closed the first day of a partial shutdown of the U.S. government with few signs of agreement on a spending bill tangled in the fight over immigration. U.S. lawmakers resumed debate Saturday afternoon in Washington about the government shutdown, which began at midnight Saturday morning. Opposing sides showed a few signs of agreement after a funding bill was blocked in the Senate. This is VOA News.